Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. The rhetoric is heating up between Republicans Rick Perry and Mitt Romney. Ooh, these two don't like each other. Perry has opposed many of Romney's positions. But to be fair, so is Romney. So it's here.
Yeah. There's Jay Leno having some fun. Rick Perry and Mitt Romney in the focus there. The 2012 presidential race, where we start off this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Good to along to find out what's going on. In case you don't think you kind of have a grasp of what's going on, we'll bring you up to date. Here from a Talk Radio interview, David Mark from Politico.com talks about Mitt Romney's need to retool his campaign and go on the attack after Rick Perry passed him to become, at the moment anyway, the Republican frontrunner.
He is likely to get a bit more aggressive, but on his own timetable. He still thinks that he has a plan, a timetable that works for him, that where he can kind of lay back, act as the sort of pseudo frontrunner. But time is getting tight, and Rick Perry has stolen a good deal of his thunder, and he probably will have to step it up a notch. It would mean direct frontal assault on Republican rivals. Also, just a more robust, busy campaign schedule, the likes of which he ran in the 2008 campaign. We know he's perfectly capable of doing it. The Romney campaign intentionally sort of held back and not made him too visible. It is a delicate line to walk because he's trying to court those same voters as Rick Perry, so he can't necessarily criticize him for being too conservative, but he's still got to point out deficiencies in Perry's record as governor of Texas, and that's a tough needle to thread. The hardest thing for campaigns to expect is the unexpected, and they sort of expected a playing field of Tim Pawlenty, team, maybe even Sarah Palin, some of the other candidates. It wasn't clear until recently that Rick Perry was going to enter the race. That kind of upset the apple cart, and we see this in other campaigns at the presidential level before. It's really hard enough to do when somebody new enters. So I think they're scrambling right now, and I have no doubt there are conversations going on behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes, eh? David Mark there from Politico.com. Your connection to us is pretty easy, 800-510-8255, as we review what's going on in the world of news talk, sort of political issue-oriented talk radio, which gets its fodder a lot from what's in print, what's online, what's on television. Here's an example of that, George Stephanopoulos with Jonathan Carl talking about Rick Perry's record, which now is coming under pretty close scrutiny, and that's a good thing.
The new frontrunner in the race for the Republican nomination, Texas Governor Rick Perry, took dead aim at President Obama, calling his handling of the economy, quote, the definition of dumb. But Perry's Republican opponents are starting to take aim at him, and ABC's John Carl took a closer look at his record.
Mitt Romney, suddenly no longer the Republican frontrunner, ventured today to the home turf of the new guy on top, Texas Governor Rick Perry.
Now, I'm a conservative businessman. I spent most of my life outside politics, dealing with real problems in the real economy. Career politicians got us into this mess, and they simply don't know how to get us out.
That's a swipe at Perry, a politician for almost three decades.
We must get America working again.
Perry likes to talk about all the jobs Texas has created, but now the rest of his record is getting new scrutiny. Starting this week in Texas, you can shoot feral hogs from a helicopter, drive 85 miles an hour, take your gun with you on the drive to work, legally catch catfish with your bare hands, and if you want an abortion, you must first listen to the fetus's heartbeat. All new laws signed by Perry. If it sounds a little odd to people living in California or Massachusetts, Perry says that's how it should be. It's a view he lays out in the book Fed Up, denouncing the Supreme Court as nine oligarchs in robes, saying Congress might as well be using monopoly money, and even arguing Social Security is being carried out at the expense of respect for the Constitution. Perry's big idea? Virtually everything should be left up to the states. If you don't support the death penalty and citizens packing a pistol, don't come to Texas, Perry writes. If you don't like medicinal marijuana and gay marriage, don't move to California. Texans elect folks like me, Perry writes, the kind of guy who goes jogging in the morning packing a Ruger 380 with laser sights and loaded with hollow point bullets.
As for Romney's attack on career politicians, Perry, as you might expect from a frontrunner, George, is not taking the bait. His spokesman said that Perry spent 19 years working as a farmer and serving in the military, and that Romney, quote, must have been talking about someone else.
All right. Well, you can get a chuckle or not out of this, but it's serious business. And the business at hand is discussing what's going on in the world of talk radio. What do you think about the candidates? Are you wishing, hoping somebody else gets in other than the people? Everybody's now pretty much discounted Michelle Bachmann, except for, well, there are a few people who still want to talk about her, and we'll do that in just a moment. Here at 13 past the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom, the X key is missing." "That's not an important letter, I guess."
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, "I wish I'd never said that"? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Labor Day weekend at Ace,
the weekend is coming!
Save 20% on all Ace brand house and wall paint and get help from people who know their stuff.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place.
Offer valid on regular price paint quarts and gallons only from September 2nd through September 5th at participating Ace stores. Offer excludes paint supplies, no rain checks, store stock only.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
See store for details.
All right, let's get into details of Michelle Bachmann's presidential hopefulness. She pivoted her focus to jobs and the economy during her first campaign appearance in Iowa this week. Interesting thing is that she's, well, a number of interesting things about her. Mitt Romney has, well, maybe started something. Here's talk host Simon Conway talking actually to Michelle Bachmann about a news story that claims somebody in Romney's campaign has been complaining they are losing Jewish supporters to her because she has a Jewish-sounding last name.
There's a newspaper in Israel called Haaretz.
Yeah.
And there's this weird thing going on. Jewish Michelle Bachmann, Jewish in quotes, by the way, stealing Mitt Romney's funders. The darling of the Tea Party set has apparently been pulling in Jewish supporters thanks to her Semitic-sounding surname. This is from the Haaretz newspaper in Jerusalem. Do you find that funny? I find that really funny.
Well, I will tell you, I have got an incredible amount of support coming from the Jewish community. I love Israel, and I spent time in a kibbutz in Israel, and I believe very strongly that this is our greatest ally that we have in the Middle East region, if not in the world. And I'm an extremely strong supporter of Israel and the Jewish people. And, of course, this last week, the president of Iran said that Israel should be eradicated off the face of the earth. He's trying to create a nuclear weapon, and he will use it to wipe Israel off the map. And I have been adamant in my support of Israel. And I think, you know, that's probably what they're referring to.
Well, yeah, because you would not, I mean, you wouldn't be very happy about that, getting Jewish donor money because you have a Jewish-sounding last name. I mean, you want it because they think you're the right person, right?
That's right. I was with a number of Jewish people yesterday who have jumped on board my campaign because they understand that my commitment to the safety and security of this world through standing with Israel is genuine.
See, this is one of the things that sets you apart from your... I always ask all the candidates that come in, what makes you different? One of the things that sets you apart is the way you approach our national security. And maybe that's because of your position on the Intelligence Committee, which I know there's loads you can't talk about, and nor would I want you to. But here you are talking very knowledgeably about the fact of what's going on in the Middle East. I actually really fear for the Middle East right now. Libya is going to become a Sharia law state. Yeah. I think Egypt is going to become a Muslim Brotherhood state. I think that whole region is set to explode.
Well, and of course, that's the terrible story about the actions of President Obama. Since President Obama came into office, one of the first things he did is deliver a speech in Cairo. What is remarkable about that is that Mubarak, the former president of Egypt, prohibited the Muslim Brotherhood. He saw how dangerous this group was in Egypt with radical jihad.
Mm-hmm.
President Obama invited the Muslim Brotherhood to listen to his speech.
Yep.
That fact didn't get a lot of play here in America, but it set the world on fire in the Middle East, and it's led to many of these hostilities.
Man, oh man. She's got it so wrong. It's very interesting, though, the attention that she gets for saying nothing. Here is Dave Sniff talking about Bachman's joke regarding the hurricane being a message from God. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. That's right. We have I'm on the wrong page. Here's Candy Crowley talking to Michelle Bachman about the drop in popularity of the Tea Party.
There was a recent CBS New York Times poll on the Tea Party. Now, this is among Republicans, and it showed that Tea Party favorables in the Republican Party were at 41%. So 41% of the Republican Party viewed the Tea Party favorably, and that is like a 18-point drop since April. Why is that?
Well, let me tell you what the Tea Party stands for. It stands for the fact that we're taxed enough already. We shouldn't spend more money than we're already taking in. And third, we should act within the Constitution. That's a pretty mainstream agenda that most Democrats agree with.
Right, but Republicans, you saw a 19-point drop, and you know what happened between April and now. It was the debt ceiling fight.
It was a debt ceiling fight, but I think as a result of this debt ceiling fight, the American people were not with giving the president an additional $2.4 trillion blank check. Because after all, what did we get in exchange? $21 billion in illusory cuts. That's not really much of a deal. And when people look at what's happened this last week, we really had a punch in the gut as far as this economy, the loss of the credit rating, what happened on the stock market. People are looking at all of that, Candy, and saying, you know, maybe all of this deficit spending, which is by an order of magnitude of anything we've ever seen before, this can't continue. And I think people want us to be able to actually start cutting spending, and it hasn't happened yet.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the review, the daily review of the hot hits. Talk radio over the course of the week usually develops about 10 items that seem to be on the top of people's minds. People want to talk about or listen to discussions of these issues. And today, in this hour, we're focusing on the presidential race. And then the discussion about FEMA. Ron Paul has stirred the pot a little bit, and that's a good thing. And then as we have a moment or two, we'll discuss what's going on, the current info from Libya. From our Countdown affiliate WTMA in Charleston, South Carolina, here's host Richard Todd speaking to Senator Jim DeMint, who is from South Carolina, about what he needs to see as a Republican before he'll endorse anybody.
We would expect a DeMint endorsement at some point prior to the South Carolina primary.
Yeah, Richard, unless we end up with two candidates who are very much the same and there's not very much difference, and I just choose not to to pick sides in that. But I would encourage folks, unless they feel a real need to jump in now, is wait and see how these candidates deal with this Super Congress recommendation. What do they say? Because some of them were really quiet on this debt limit debate, and we needed people speaking out about what was good and bad about it. So I'm going to wait. I'm going to see what these candidates say. I'd encourage folks in South Carolina to really find out as much as you can about them before you jump in.
We seem to be having a fight within the Republican Party, a healthy fight, I believe, that comes out of the second term of the Bush administration, ramped up during the Obama administration and the spending habits and the fiscal irresponsibility. And you seem to have the Tea Party group and those who are staunch fiscal conservatives. There's also a sort of a neoconservative or hawkish wing of the Republican Party, and there seems to be a real split between, you know, there's websites up called Anyone But Mitt. You have the Tea Party group that really does not want to endorse Mitt Romney. You also have 75% of Republicans, according to a Gallup poll, say they'll support someone who can beat the president.
Right.
25% say they'll support somebody who more represents their principles. In the end, what would you tell the Republican Party, as far as supporting your principles or someone who can beat the president?
I think we'll get both. They've tried to tell me in Washington, and I was lectured on this after I endorsed Pat Toomey over our inspector, that they said, DeMint, this is not about principle, it's about numbers. What they don't understand is we will get the numbers when we stand up for the right principles. Over 70% of Americans now think we should balance our budget. That's a big tent out there for Republicans who want to focus on those fiscal issues. And that's why I want to see what these candidates do on a balanced budget. If they're not willing to say we have to pass a balanced budget, we have to let the states ratify it, then really I don't have any use for them right now, because our country is going to go bankrupt unless we're forced by law to balance our budget. It doesn't matter if Republicans are in charge or Democrats, and if unless we, as 49 states have to do, balance our budget every year, we're going to bankrupt our country. So I'm going to keep listening and try to let people around the country know there's not the division. I think the word you mentioned, Richard, healthy. This is a healthy debate. Republicans need to debate those principles. And I think if we're having debate between traditional conservatives and libertarians, that's the kind of party I want to be in.
All right. Now, I made reference a few minutes ago to an interview Dave Sniff did with Michelle Bachmann, or at least a conversation with his listeners about Michelle Bachmann's joke. Remember what she said? Hurricane Irene was a message from God.
Here's what happens. You're on the campaign trail, right? You're stopping at various cities all over the countryside, and you're getting out and you're doing your little speech, and the speechwriter's got to freshen things up, so they usually take something topical, and they tie it into, you know, a little bit of comedy, and they put it on paper and say, wow, this will be good. They'll love this. And here's what she said over the weekend.
Washington, D.C., you'd think by now they'd get the message. An earthquake. A hurricane. Are you listening? The American people have done everything they possibly can. Now it's time for an act of God, and we're getting it.
All right, so you think that was funny? It's a rehash. I mean, it's kind of, I think, laying flat on people's ears. All right, so that's enough on politics. The hurricane, I guess there's some politics involved in this discussion, which comes up next on the Countdown.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For relief that lets you get on with your day, turn to Advil. Nothing's been proven to work better or last longer. And Thermacare's heat penetrates deep to relax muscles. Now, when you buy any participating one Advil and one Thermacare product at Walgreens, you'll get $5 in register rewards. Offer good August 28th through October 1st on participating products. Limit one coupon printed per offer. See coupon for exclusions, limitations, and expirations. Use all products as directed.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Hurry into the PetSmart Labor Day sale. You'll save up to 50% on hundreds of items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $3 on select varieties of Nutro Natural Choice dog food in 35-pound bags, providing precise, superior nutrition with natural sources of glucosamine and chondroitin for healthy joints. Don't miss these great Labor Day deals from Nutro and more. Going on now at PetSmart. Happy.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Talk radio coast to coast. All right, Hurricane Talk. Maybe that'll be a new part of morning radio programs. Or maybe it's a new format, Hurricane Talk. There is a new one. No, not Hurricane Irene. There's a new hurricane, formerly known as Tropical Storm Katia, or Katia. It has strengthened into a hurricane. And then there's another mass of thunderstorms out in the Atlantic. It could become another named storm. So we have lots of news media coverage, lots of ways to make you afraid and scared and... Meanwhile, the rehash continues about Hurricane Irene. And the most interesting conversation, at least from my perspective, to come out of this, Ron Paul continues to say it's time to get rid of FEMA. And he's happy to introduce the discussion wherever he is and explain his reasonings. Let's listen first, though, to Wolf Blitzer talking to Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders about the recovery efforts up there and the comments Ron Paul has made about getting rid of FEMA.
Were the people of Vermont adequately warned about this disaster?
Yeah, I think they were. Problem is, what could not have been anticipated, is that 6 to 8 inches of rain fell in a very short period of time, and brooks suddenly became, you know, raging rivers. And that caused the damage. But I think the state did an excellent job in telling people to be aware of all possibilities.
What about the federal government? How are they handling Vermont?
Very well so far. The FEMA people are here. They're coordinating activities with the state emergency people. I've just been on the phone with the Secretary of Transportation, who promises us help. My understanding is the governor has been in touch with the president, so we expect strong cooperation between the feds and Vermont. You know, we are a small state, and while nobody at this point can assess the damage, you're talking tens and tens and tens of millions of dollars of damage, if not more than that. So for a small state, this is going to be not only a terrible human burden in the sense of people. I was just in an area of Waterbury, Vermont, where, you know, all of the basements that were flooded, their first floors were flooded, people can't live in them, electricity is out, businesses are shut down, that's kind of an economic impact, people without electricity, tens of thousands of homes without electricity. So this is, you know, for this small state that does not get hit by these type of things very often, this is pretty devastating.
Yeah, who would have thought a tropical storm, as Amber Lyon said, could devastate Vermont, of all places. Normally you think about North Carolina, Florida,
right.
Louisiana, but Vermont not necessarily. One final question, Senator, before I let you go. It's a political question. What do you say to Republican Congressman Ron Paul, who's a Republican presidential candidate, a libertarian, who says, you know what, the federal government should get out of the FEMA business. It has no responsibility in dealing with issues like that.
I've known Ron Paul for many years. I like Ron Paul, but on these issues, he's completely out to lunch, and I would suggest to Ron to come to Vermont, talk to people who are really hurting, who need help. We are a nation. We're not 50 individual states. And when there were terrible disasters that hit Louisiana or earthquakes that hit other parts of our country or tornadoes that hit the Midwest, everybody in this country understands that as Americans we stand together.
All right, so there's a good word from Bernie Sanders about Ron Paul, except when it comes to FEMA, doesn't think he's right. Over on CNN, Anderson Cooper had a lengthy conversation with Ron Paul about whether we need FEMA to help in the disaster situations like the hurricane, and this developed sort of into an argument.
You talked about going back to, you know, 1900, but way before something like FEMA was around. But in Galveston, which I think is part of your district, you know, wasn't it FEMA who rebuilt it? They needed FEMA there wasn't a seawall in Galveston before the storm. And they needed to rebuild because locals there decided that it was just too expensive for them to cover all of that on their own using local funds. And because they didn't, 6,000 people died in that storm. I mean, if FEMA were abolished, wouldn't you be setting a stage for life or death decisions or gambles, you know, in poor areas of the country?
I pointed out in 1900, Galveston, which is in my district, they survived without FEMA, and they did rebuild the city, and it was mostly local funds. There were probably some state funds in, and that's when the seawall was
built. Right, but there wasn't
built.
A seawall there because they had decided to gamble because it was too expensive. If you had a federal government who was involved,
Anderson, wait a minute. The seawall was built shortly thereafter. FEMA didn't build the seawall in 1979. That's been around for a long, long time. You didn't need FEMA to build it. And just think of the management of all the levees in the country. Now they're starting to study even the levees on the river are probably making our floods much worse. The levees in
New Orleans. So you're saying there's absolutely no role in the federal government to play.
Let me finish. They were all built by the federal government, and they failed. So the federal government had a lot of responsibility for the creation of the mess in New Orleans.
So you don't think there's any role for the federal government in disaster response? Or do you?
Rescue operations, I think so. And matter of fact, my approach, I think, was a very modest and reasonable approach when they came for funds, even today or back in the, you know, when we got hit at Galveston. I said, I'll vote for the funds, but you got to cut it. We're broke. The economic condition of this country is dire. So you cut $2 billion from overseas, put $1 billion against the deficit, put $1 billion into helping the people that we taught to be dependent on the federal government. So I think that's very reasonable. But to say, oh, it's endless, the government will take care of us, and we're broke, and we're in the midst of this economic crisis, which is going to get a lot worse, and not be concerned about it, and say, oh, well, the people need it. Well, I mean, from the start of FEMA being involved and taking over land control and taking over these management, they aren't very efficient. They're very inefficient. They give no bid contracts. Big corporations make a lot of money on this. They would have been better off in Katrina if they had just written a check to everybody and not gotten involved in all the mess that they did. They handed out checks to people that didn't even live there. I don't know how anybody could defend the inefficiency of what went on with Katrina.
Ron Paul wins. Anderson Cooper loses that one. He sounded kind of nervous at the beginning, and sometimes he becomes a little too strident, I think, for a news reporter, or he's supposed to be a news reporter. He inveigles himself and involves himself too much in the story. Ron Paul wins. What did we do before FEMA? Questions. He wasn't really talking about all federal agencies. He was talking about FEMA specifically. But then he did make some comments about New Orleans, which are true, and other areas as well. We all know there's too much government. We all feel it. We all sense it. We all are incensed by the amount of money that's spent. And the reference to New Orleans, most people know the Army Corps of Engineers rebuilt the levees, same as they were before, and they weren't right before. And there was big arguments. Nope, the Army Corps of Engineers said, we're going to fix it, and they screwed it up. Back to the underlying discussion that Ron Paul is on top of, and that is the essence of duplication, triplication, quadruplification, you don't understand what I'm saying. Over and over again, there's this layer upon layer of foolishness, and Ron Paul says it like it is. Good for him. 800-510-8255. Let's listen to radio host Brian Wilson talking to Matt Meyer about some of the problems FEMA has and what they do to the economy.
Ron Paul said that FEMA was something like $20 billion in the hole because of, among other things, the flood insurance that they underwrite for people who like to build homes in the Ninth Ward in New Orleans and out of Nag's Head and Duck and, you know, and places like that that wind up getting hit by hurricanes. Are you familiar with, is that an ongoing scenario over at FEMA?
Yeah. The disaster relief fund is getting woefully short of funds because FEMA gets involved in pretty much every little thing that occurs in the country, so that they're essentially, we've federalized pretty much every flood, fire, tornado, storm you can imagine, and so that's drawing down the funds. And then in terms of the flood insurance program, yeah, that was bankrupt after Katrina and still remains so because, you know, we continue to essentially subsidize people to live in flood zones and even worse, rebuild in flood zones, which makes no sense whatsoever. And then that of course perverts the private sector insurance market and all those other things.
Any reason to believe that policy will be changed during our lifetime?
We know we're working really hard in my world of visiting Fellows Heritage to get FEMA back focused on truly catastrophic events, which was what it was intended to deal with. And you do need a federal component that can be there for some type of, you know, 9/11, Hurricane Katrina type event. The problem is FEMA has gotten so involved in the routine natural disasters across the country that it's worn thin. And so we are working to try to get a bill that would essentially remove certain types of disasters that aren't very big from being eligible for FEMA declaration so that we can get FEMA back focused on the big stuff and let states and localities deal with the small stuff.
Perfect example of what we're talking about here. They just stretch out their tentacles. They get involved in more things. There's no mandate. Let's throw money at it. That's the kind of stuff you need a watchdog like Ron Paul to bring these things up and to fix them. That's why he makes a good candidate as far as I'm concerned. He really talks about what most of us are feeling, and that is the pinch from too much government involvement in things. Is there a place for FEMA? Maybe you can argue that, as was suggested. They are in really difficult situations, but there are most of the stuff they do is duplicated by other government agencies. 800-510-8255. It's 16 before the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're getting me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom! The X key is missing." That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
I had no idea tire pressure could affect my car's fuel efficiency. Thankfully, the Sears Blue Automotive crew was there to help. They checked my tire pressure for free and even filled me in on what types of new tires could help me save on gas.
Through September 10th, save on all tires. Plus, use your Sears card to save $160 when you buy four of our best-selling Goodyear tires after instant savings and mail-in rebate. Offer end dates vary from 9-3 to 12-3. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Pretty interesting conversation going on here about Hurricane Irene and the need or not for FEMA. Here is Melissa Harris talking to Congressman Frank Pallone about the politics of the disaster relief funding and FEMA in general.
It's been said that disasters do not discriminate. You know, ultimately, when that floodwater comes, it doesn't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican, whether your house is red or blue. So given that we have, obviously, people on both sides of the aisle suffering in these states from disasters, how is this going to play out for Republicans politically, given that they've made it political? Do you think that Eric Cantor and House Republicans are going to reap a kind of political whirlwind behind this?
Well, I hope that they recant. In other words, you know, Cantor has made this statement. I know he's repeated it again, or his staff has said that he means it. But I'm hoping that both Republicans and Democrats from the areas impacted by Hurricane Irene will simply step up and say, this is not acceptable. Again, it's a question of not getting the relief out, because if we don't do this quickly and do some kind of emergency appropriations bill, which we've done for as long as I can remember, then it's really going to be distressful for the states and the towns and the people. I mean, you're talking FEMA, you're talking about grants and loans that go to individuals and small businesses. You're talking about money that goes to localities to pay for police and fire and rescue workers. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to treat this as, as if you would treat something that you can, you know, sit around and argue over for months or years. That's not the way we do business. That's not what the federal government's role is. So I'm hopeful that cooler heads prevail, I guess is the best way to put it.
All right, so there's Congressman Frank Pallone. 800-510-8255. Who else can do the work? Kathy in Virginia, who else can do this work?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm a little nervous to be on the radio because I
don't be nervous. We don't bite. No biting going on here, Kathy. Go ahead. Make yourself at home.
I don't understand. In times of need like this, why more people aren't joining in to help each other in the country, for example. I recently understand that Virginia has a huge surplus of money that they didn't know how they were going to spend or what they're going to do with it. So they're going to throw it away on repaving all the roads like at one time, where I don't really see the need to do that right now, and why they don't just send it to Vermont to help them out, you know, and take care of those people a little bit more than.
Well, you know, what you're speaking to is bad management. If, in fact, the taxpayers have contributed more than was necessary to run the state of Virginia, what goes on in Vermont is sort of everybody's responsibility, yes. But is it your responsibility solely in Virginia? Probably not. But, again, too much taxation. I'd say I'd want to be looking at the state management of government there. Kathy, good call. Thank you.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255 connects with us as usual. And you can also be in touch by sending the email, doug@dougstefan.com. Following us on Facebook has become a fashionable thing to do. Libya in our focus. Jenna Lee here with Dennis Kucinich, congressman from Ohio, who said both sides in Libya have been on the phone to him, talking about negotiating some kind of resolution to the fighting there.
Congressman, you've been invited by both sides, you say. Why didn't you go?
Well, first of all, it's a little bit problematic going to meetings where bombs are dropping everywhere. I have supported the African Union approach towards trying to resolve the conflict, and also came up with my own plan. As a result of my involvement and also challenging the war in the Congress, I've been contacted by people who have ties to both sides. And, you know, there are people on both sides who want this resolved without further bloodshed.
When's the last time you heard from either side?
Well, recently. I mean, you know, this is a constant contact. And I would say that, unfortunately, this continued prosecution of the war by NATO does not serve the people of Libya. And there's, you know, we're seeing even more intense bloodshed right now. This whole thing in Libya has been done wrong. We should have never intervened in a civil war to begin with, and we should have never chosen sides. The people of Libya have a right to self-determination, but I feel that what the United States and NATO has done is go opposite in that direction, and it's as if we don't have enough things to worry about here at home.
I'd like to talk a little bit more about the details of the plan that you devised to resolve this issue in just a moment, but since you say that you've been in constant contact with both sides, I'm curious if you have any indication where Gaddafi is right now.
No, I don't have any idea. I mean, there's no way that I'd know that, and I'm not privy to his movements.
So what's but the plan? What do you think is the best? If you were able to go in and present the plan, what would it be?
You have to have a ceasefire, first of all. That's number one. And the rebels at this point are the ones who can direct that. Before it was the people on Gaddafi's side. But we have to have a ceasefire. NATO has to stop bombing. You have to enable people from both sides to come together to put together a coalition government. Otherwise, you're going to be looking at conflict that will be, you know, for the distant future. The next thing we need to do is to work for a constitution for Libya. Now, actually, there was a constitution about to be brought forward in March. When the fighting started and the bombing started, those plans were set back.
Would you be for inviting Gaddafi's family, whether it's him or whether it's his sons, into that process?
Well, the people who have been involved with the regime include at least a couple people who are very close to Gaddafi as family members. Now, you know, it's not for me to choose who would be the interlocutors, who would talk to each other. But as a member of Congress, seeing my own country involved in a war that is unnecessary for America to be involved in, once again, we're picking a nation trying to tell them how they should govern, trying to tell them who their leaders should be. That's a dead end for the United States. And I'm saying it's time that we stop these kind of wars. It only leads to more problems for America, more expense, money we can't afford, money we should be spending creating jobs here at home. And so I'm very adamant about trying to come up with a nonviolent solution, a peaceful solution to this conflict that involves bringing both parties together and letting Libya handle its own affairs.
100% correct. Yay for Dennis Kucinich. 800-510-8255. Here's a radio man, Jim Scott, talking to his favorite military analyst, Colonel Dean Smittle, about the role we are playing or ought to play in Libya.
What occurred here and the U.S. strategy in Libya may become a model for future conflicts. Who says so?
Well, that's Ben Rhodes. He's a director of strategic communications at the National Security Council. And he said the Libyan action established two principles for when the United States could apply force to advance its diplomatic interests, even though its national security is not threatened directly.
Okay.
And that was articulated in a speech on 28th of March by President Obama. And he said America had a responsibility to stop what he characterized as looming genocide in the Libyan city of Benghazi. That's principle one.
Okay.
But at the same time, he said, when the safety of Americans are not directly threatened, but where action can be justified in the case of genocide, say the United States will not only act on the condition it is not acting alone. That's
right.
Principle two.
Okay. And so, and indeed, that was the case here. I mean, there were no troops on the ground, although we spent quite a bit of money and a lot of bombs, and the drones certainly helped out. So
that's correct, Jim.
Now, if we had not done that, I mean, you know, if we had followed the Iraq approach, and then all of a sudden it would have been made in the USA, and it would have been us versus Gaddafi.
That's right. We wanted to stay away from that word, U.S. versus Gaddafi, because that found a risky situation, and now we have had international cooperation with NATO forces involved. That's much easier to justify.
All right. There's a wrap of what's going on in the world of talk radio. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael Fortier. Doug Stefan here with a nice, warm feeling about covering a lot of the things that you think are important here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Optics Planet.